8:37. Let's go. Get out of bed. You still got to get dressed. You still got to keep that routine going. It is the morning wake up. Doing our thing. Keeping the routine going here on 105.5 JYY with a beautiful day for most of the day as we get into the upper half of the 40s. I'll tell you one thing, Tara. This next guy, man, he doesn't need to go to the gym because he is constantly working out, constantly busy. He is the governor of the great state of New Hampshire. Governor Chris Sununu joins us. I know, right? We've got the whole trumpets to bring you in.
Trust me, I need to go to the gym. Let's just start with that one right there. My son reminds me every day.
Nazzy was just talking about this thing where we're going to gain weight during this pandemic.
I'm getting a couple pounds. I'm stress eating, and I do this thing where I don't eat all day because we're working.
Yeah.
And then I get home and I eat terribly late at night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what did I just do? And then you try to go to sleep and I'm stressed out and I get up at like 2 in the morning. I'm walking around. I have a cookie here and ice cream there.
Look at this. Even the governor of the state of New Hampshire is going through what everybody else is going through with the stress and the stress eating.
Yes.
So, of course.
Well, he's also a family man.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, not only the governor, but he's a family man. He's dealing with it too.
Yeah. Yep. No, he is. So, Governor, one thing. I saw your message yesterday. You really want Granite Staters to reach out and support one another. You want us to send some positive messages to one another because the bottom line, we're all going to make it through. Bottom line.
We are. It's going to be really tough. There's going to be a bumpy road. And again, not to be dour, but the next couple weeks are going to get much, much worse. That's just a fact. And so we have to kind of accept that, but have that resilience. And in doing so, though, let's remember when we all come together. And I know people say, oh, the governor, that sounds corny, but it's not. Right. Mm-hmm. New Hampshire is such a community state. We rely on our friends and our neighbors and our coworkers, or unfortunately right now for a lot of folks, our former coworkers. Check in on each other. Give a call. We have this, you know, the fact that we have phones and video connection and social media and all this stuff, it's actually an amazing tool. If this had happened 20 years ago, we'd feel really isolated, right?
Yeah.
And so what I'm really telling people is reach out, use those tools, stay socially connected, physically, you know, separated, but socially connected, hopefully. And look, if you have, you know, if you know someone down the street that just, you know, maybe they're elderly, maybe they're not going out grocery shopping as much, pick up the phone, give them a call. How are they doing? Is everything okay? I'm telling you, for some people, their social interactions have become so limited. It can actually, it's almost like that winter depression you get, you know, when the days
cabin
get down
fever.
To like eight hours of sunlight,
it's
right?
It's a real thing.
Yep. It's a weird thing because our days are getting longer. The weather's getting better. That's wonderful. But our lives are really getting constricted. And so it's this weird dichotomy a lot of people are trying to manage through. But when we're all kind of working together and staying positive, and again, not like, you know, just putting on rose-colored glasses and ignoring the crisis we have, but really on a one-on-one personal level, creating those connections. That is how people can kind of, for lack of a better term, keep their sanity and understand that there's opportunity there. There's a lot of financial opportunity that's being created for folks. So we don't think that it's going to be as dire as we originally predicted in terms of the financial constraints, because long term, the federal government is and the state is really stepping up and providing a lot of this opportunity for individuals. We're going to get businesses back going. We had a great economy before. We are going to have a great economy. We can bring this thing back. And we built it once before. I know I can build it again.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of promoting that message that, you know, there is a tomorrow and this is going to end. It really is. It is. We are going to get through this. This isn't, you know, years and years down the road. We're going to be stuck in this. We're going to have a few, some tough weeks and probably some tough months ahead, but we will come through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's what we do as Granite Staters. You know, we
That's
always
right.
see the light at the end of the tunnel. We always emerge from the darkness. Isn't that right?
Play a happy song.
Yeah.
I told my kids were playing, you know, their music, and I'm like, that is not, the music was just their traditional stuff. I said, you know, I'm not saying we all have to be like Judy Garland singing, you know, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, but you know, play some happy tunes, like find the happy vibe.
That's what we're doing here on JYY.
Yeah. You guys are a big part of it. That is why I deemed radio essential.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor.
I'm very blessed.
Communication is still going on. If you're in the communication business, very, very essential.
Thank you.
Connectivity.
Also, something else that we're doing, Governor, and maybe you want to take part of this at our website, WJYY.com, is called NH Voices. And so we're looking for our listeners and people in the Granite State and everybody in the community to get together and show some appreciation. There's a category for attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
There's a category for a sing-along. So if you want to get together with the kids or whatever and you want to, you know, upload a video of the kids singing along to a happy song, kind of like what you were just talking about. And there's other categories there, too. So this is a really nice way to, like, do shout-outs.
I love it.
Yeah, it's called NH Voices.
I love it. I'm in. I'm in 100%. Right. Gratitude,
great.
Right?
We're going to
remember. I love the word gratitude.
It's
like
too.
My word of 2019 and 2020.
Amen.
Let's be grateful for the blessings that we have.
Amen.
You know, and it isn't great for a lot of folks right now. We get it.
Right.
But to find those moments of gratitude, who in your life are you grateful for? Who in your life maybe you haven't said thank you to? Or I mean, can everyone just take 10 minutes and write a handwritten note to someone? Because, by the way, a lot of folks have the time. But just a handwritten letter to someone maybe you haven't reached out to, or someone that is going the extra mile in the community, or maybe it's just a family member, someone
to say,
man, I haven't told you lately how grateful I am.
You're going to make a huge difference in this person's life. Just a little gesture goes such a long way. Little things.
Such a long way.
Governor, I know you have a huge agenda today. You got a lot to get to, but one thing I really, really wanted to ask you while I've got you on the line, there's a new debate going on. We've got it really fired up. It's fire right now at our Facebook page. There some schools are talking about potentially canceling our April vacation. Some schools are saying, hey, you know what? If we work right through with your at-home learning, then we'll get out of school a little bit earlier and you'll have a longer summer. Your opinion on that, please, sir.
It's really their choice. It really is. And I'm not just kicking the can down the road. And I mean, I hate when people kick the can and say, well, you guys decide, because I don't want to be in the position to decide. But some districts got off to a great start with remote learning. Some were more towards the end of that first week. I mean, everyone has done a tremendous job. Yeah. And you've probably been hearing me brag about it. We are the number one state in the country.
Yeah, we're leading the nation.
Learning. I mean,
other states are looking to what we're doing here in the Granite State with our distance learning.
Yep.
Right next door. And Governor Phil Scott is one of the best guys, the best governors you can imagine, but he had to say, look, we're closing our schools and we're not set up for remote learning. And so they've most of those districts have kind of just basically canceled school for the rest of the year. We didn't have to do that.
No.
Because the parents and the teachers really created these awesome opportunities. But
stepped up.
So whether they do April vacation or not, it's really up to them. It really is. And, you know, and the intensity of the school day, it's a little different for the high school kids than it is for the grade schoolers sometimes. So everyone kind of has to, we've allowed them to have a lot of flexibility in what they're remote learning program is, and so we have to allow them to a lot of learning.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope at least maybe there's a few extra days in there or something like that, or maybe more fun activities they're doing through school if they're not going to take the April vacation. But I think everyone's going to be pretty creative about it, to be sure.
Yeah, I agree. Governor, listen, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure we'll talk to you again before the week is done, because this is a very fluid situation, constantly new developments, new updates, and we thank you for checking in with us.
You bet. Gratitude, everybody.
Gratitude.
You know, find that person, be grateful. I love it. That's what keeps the rainbow shining.
That's right. It.
Thank you, Governor.
Thanks, Governor.
All right, thank you, guys. Be good.
You too. Music. We're back at it next on JYY.